Hello and welcome back. Thank you, Donna. Love those tips and tricks. And she did call me out. I didn't mean talk me off the ledge of using C++. I was telling him to let me take the dive because I want to do C++ too, just like Donna really wants to do AI. Now to a topic that could end up saving you a lot of time, React Native for Windows Plex. For Windows, Plex is able to write once and target a bunch of endpoints with a consistent user experience. With more on that, please welcome Harini Kannan, Paul Gusmorino, and Michael J. Breckel. How you doing, my friends?
Very good.
It's good to see all y'all. Michael, can we start with you?
Sure, but let's go ahead and get one thing straight first.
Do it.
Please use a mic. Otherwise, you're going to be kind of in the same camp as my mother-in-law. I do love her a lot, but I do go by Mike.
I'm a fan of Mike. I love Mike. I want to be like...
Thank you.
I want to be like Mike. So let's start first. When I heard Plex, I thought it was like the media streaming service. Can you help us out with what Plex actually is?
Yeah, we get that mistake a lot. And I will let you know we've answered more than enough support tickets for this media streaming service. But that is not what we are. I actually brought a video that kind of explains what we do. So if we can, we can show this brand video that we have.
Let's cue it up right now and let's play it. Can we have that?
Anything that can be made better. And with that idea, Plex was born. 20-something years ago, we set out to develop the manufacturing tools that the future would be built on. Tools designed to work on the industrial scale, at the speed of a 24/7, 365, always-on, hyper-connected, just-in-time global economy. A new generation tool with technology, intelligence, and connectivity at its core. The kind that takes 120,000 data inputs and spits out the single truth. Introducing the Plex Smart Manufacturing Platform.
Mike, that was really cool. Like, I feel like I need to go like make something right now. You know what I'm saying? So this is why I'm confused. So you basically do manufacturing stuff. Can you tell us what you do?
Yeah, absolutely. So we are pioneering the smart manufacturing platform, which really helps empower manufacturers, whether they're discrete or process manufacturers, to make things, right? We want to make sure that they can make things better. And that's really the space and domain that we work in. So we support and have an MES offering, an ERP offering, and focus on supply chain management. We have industrial IoT and analytics to boot for all of that as well. So that's really what we do and what we're about.
So basically on the shop floor, so to speak, IoT analytics live from the floor. Am I getting this right?
That's correct. Yeah, that is exactly what we do.
So this is why I'm confused, because I'm looking at my blue card here. By the way, I write one of these for every segment. It says React, and I'm thinking like React, like JavaScript, like web. And I'm thinking like for the floor, you need something like C++ and devices and stuff. Can you explain how these two go together?
Yeah, sure. Happy to. So one of our offerings or one of the products we have is our core ERP product. We also have a mobile component to that, and that's where React or React Native comes into play. We had a need back in 2017 to modernize our mobile application, which was written in classic ASP, mind you. Our customers had feedback. They wanted to take advantage of more of the device-specific capabilities, haptic, Bluetooth connectivity, et cetera. So that really started our journey where we looked at what are the other technologies we can use to pair with our cloud offering we already had. It is worth noting, you might have the thought that it's C++, COBOL, some of these older technologies, but we've been in the cloud for 20 years and have had a cloud offering for quite some time.
So if I'm understanding you correctly, basically you want to have devices on the floor doing amazing things with mobile technologies. Can you give me an example of the kinds of mobile things you're running on the floor?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the things that's really helped us to achieve some of the goals that like our customers have and even that we have is connecting to devices that the customers are using. So one of the examples of that would be our forklift operators or work center operators. They might have tablets or devices that are even mounted onto the forklift, the work center. And a work center is basically a big camper or wherever someone's doing their work at. The forklifts are interesting because when they're moving inventory on those forklifts, they need to be connected to the inventory system to be able to register when inventory is from one place to another. So the having it actually installed in that tablet that's mounted to the forklift helps those workers perform more effectively instead of having to go to a terminal and log that information. So I actually have an example video of that as well.
Oh,
if you'd like to go ahead and see its use.
Yeah, do we have that? Let's play that.
Sure.
We'll start with the process of finalizing containers that have been received. John, for this example, could be using a finger scanner tethered to the mobile device via Bluetooth for this demo. The app guides the user through the process. John simply scans a container and validates the shipper number with a click. And a list of containers is shown. The visualization makes it easy to compare what's scanned to what's been received. Laura is going to move materials for us. In this scenario, she could be using a paired handheld scanner as well. Laura starts scanning one barcode after another, and then she puts the material away by selecting put and a location.
Well, you had me at tablet forklift with the tablet. I mean, all forklifts should come with tablets nowadays. Mm-hmm. If there's a forklift you ever need me to try out that has a tablet on there, I'm your man. But seriously, like, tell me about how you developed this thing with React Native, because tablets and React Native, tell me about the whole thing you made.
Yeah, absolutely. So the React Native was one component of that, but we found in our early journey that there's this thing called React Native for Windows, which is really what allowed us to connect the two together. The Surface tablets are pretty common for many of our customers on the shop floor for doing quality and for using the broader ERP product. Being able to target a Windows device, again, a tablet, a laptop, we're able to then install Plex Mobile, which is our mobile product, in or on those tablets themselves. So that's really how we're able to tie those together. The capability, again, going with React Native, being able to access the scanners that are linked to those devices. In the video, it referenced a ring scanner or a finger scanner, helps those forklift operators or others scan barcodes and then move that inventory from one place to another. So that's really where it kind of ties together.
That's really cool. So these are actual Windows devices running React at the operating system level. Let's go to Harini to talk a little bit about that. Tell us about this OS with React thing we got going on.
Sure. So a lot of people think React is a web tech and it's mainly for the web. So React Native was had its origins with React, and it was created as a way to build your native apps, but with JavaScript. It originated as a mobile-only solution. And what we've done at Microsoft is work very closely with Facebook and the extended React Native community to actually bring a very complete, reliable, and a fully extendable implementation for React Native for Windows as well as Mac OS. So we're basically bringing React Native for desktop. That's the implementation that the Plex system scenario that you just saw was using.
So what are the implications for people that want to write something like the Mike did at Plex, but with React? I mean, are we talking like, is there like a layer, or like how are we doing the OS calls? Because clearly they're accessing like actual operating system calls to get to cameras, et cetera. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
That's absolutely right. And that's kind of the power of React Native. And what React Native does is gives you an, it's built on top of the native OS stack. So in this, in Windows case, it is basically the WinUI stack and the native Windows UWP XAML stack, on top of which React Native for Windows is layered on top. So when an app is written with React Native, it is then able to directly access any of the native APIs, like the camera or any other hardware capabilities, directly from JavaScript in that fashion.
Now, is there like an SDK that you're accessing, or is it like a special version of React? Can you talk about that? Because look, I'm used to React. I've heard of React Native, but for mobile, but I'm used to React like for web. Can you explain a little bit more about that?
Yeah, so React exists for web, and then there's the React Native iOS and Android solutions that have been out there for a while. What we have added is the SDK for Windows and Mac. So now we have sister implementations for desktop using React Native. So what we are the question that you're asking is right. Like, so if you go to React Native Windows and React Native Mac OS in GitHub, those are two implementations that's the SDK for React Native for Windows and Mac.
So are we talking like all sorts of devices as well? Like, because I know there's smaller devices, there's bigger devices. How does that work?
Right. So because it is layered on top of the Windows 10 SDK, any device that supports the Windows 10 SDK, starting from PCs to Surface tablets to dual screen devices to, Xbox and HoloLens, everything that is supported by the Windows 10 SDK, you can write a React Native app targeting the Windows 10 SDK, and you will be able to run in those devices.
Whoa. So like I can literally write a HoloLens app using React Native with native bindings to the OS.
Yep. Absolutely.
Wow. I mean, that's pretty amazing. I mean, how much work did it take to get this to do the right thing?
Well, there was an earlier effort for React Native for Windows that started back in 2016. What we did a year or so ago was do a rewrite of that in standard C++, so there is a little more of a high performance implication in there. And we also worked very closely with Facebook to make sure that the core implementations between React Native for iOS and Android, as well as React Native for Windows and Mac, are all shared a little bit more. So that's the new effort we started last year. And at this point, it's kind of production ready. We have tons of apps, including Plex System. We have a lot of Microsoft apps, like the Mail and Calendar app for Windows 10. There is the Xbox PC gaming app that all ship with React Native for Windows today. We also have apps like Axie, which is also a Salesforce client. The Messenger app, that's also built for both React Native for Windows and Mac on desktop.
I mean, this is amazing. So it's not just like a something we put out here, try it out, you're the first one. Clearly, Mike's done it with his forklift, tablet-powered forklifts, or forklift-powered tablets, either way, right? Paul, why don't you tell us about the future, what's on the horizon? If people want to know, like, why do I want to invest in this? What's going to happen in the next year or two?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I'll say a couple things. One is this is a really cool technology because it lets you use all your web skills. And, you know, if you know how to do React development on the web, you know how to do React Native development. It's like 99% the same thing, but it really lets you create a fully native app with totally unfettered access to the platform. And so there's like nothing you can't do. If there's a way to do it natively on the platform, you can do it, whether it's UI or underlying sensors or OS things or whatever you want. And so it's a very cool technology. And so, you know, what we're doing with it is, you know, we're working closely with Facebook, we're working closely with the community to advance this technology, make it work great for everyone. And I think it really shows some of the culture we have at Microsoft now that's not the old, you know, not invented here, try to push a certain technology culture, but really something where we're working with the best and most popular technologies in the industry and working with the community and the whole industry to make them work great for Microsoft's developers, make them interop great with Microsoft's solutions and platforms, and really help everyone and all the developers out there just be more successful and more effective. And I think it's just a great, you know, thing that we're doing as a company, our culture of doing that. And I think this is, in particular, a really cool technology that we're going to see more and more people wanting to use because it really hits that sweet spot of kind of the web development, a lot of the benefits of web development with all the power and of native development.
How hard is it? Here's another question, because we're kind of like at a minute. How hard is it to take a React app that you have, or maybe even a React Native app that you've had, and move it over to React Native for Windows? And this is for anybody. We'll start with you, Hari.
Sure. So it's not hard at all. First things, you know, like you can go to aka.ms/react-native. That's our website, and it has all the documentation in there to how you can get started with Windows and Mac. For your specific question, like let's say that you started with React as a web website, and then, you know, like from that point on, it's actually pretty straightforward to even move from React to React Native because the origins for React Native was React. So other than changing up a little bit of tags and stuff like that, it's pretty similar, and you could kind of move it forward that way. And as far as once you have an app for iOS and Android, it's as simple as adding a little extension for Windows and then another extension for Mac. You just install an NPX extension. If you go to our website, you'll have the instruction in there. It's just one line command line tool. And you get the extension for Windows, and then you can start running that app in Windows.
Amazing. Thanks so much, Hari, Paul, and Mike. You're my new best friend. Thank you, everyone. More Build Digital coverage coming right up.